Today on the podcast, we're going to be essentially roasting Siri and talking about Apple's new AI plans, because they have a bunch planned. They have a big developer conference going on. This is where they typically announce a bunch of this stuff. Matt, on a scale of, you know, minus 10 to 1, how good is Siri?
Just like a minus 10, especially coming from Android. Like, you're the same, right? Like, you've used Hello Google or whatever the...
Yeah.
Hey Google.
Yeah,
the Google. Dude, Hey Google will... For those who only use iPhone, if you ask Google a question, it'll actually find you an answer. It'll give you a summarized answer from the internet. It'll open up apps and find stuff for you. Meanwhile, Siri can't do like a basic, like just basic functions. I'm talking like, I don't know if I'm going to come up with an example off the spot, but like if you want an answer to a question, it's just, you're not going to get it. It might read you something off the internet, but like it's going to be pretty sad.
I hate to bash because I think my iPhone's cool for a lot of reasons. But the one thing that I will say about it is, I switched from Android to iPhone, mostly so I could just get the blue bubbles in iMessenger. Mostly that's why.
That's why we all switched, dude.
That's why we all switched. You don't want to be ostracized. But on the one hand, I'm like, this phone is so much more expensive than my Androids I ever rocked with. And my biggest complaint about it is I do so much voice to text. I actually hate like typing out messages. Also, the iPhone's, you know, screen letters are a little smaller. So, you know, for my big thumbs, it's difficult. But like my biggest complaint.
Weird flex, but okay.
my massive and jacked thumbs just can't quite handle it. Anyways, my biggest complaint, though, is when I voice to text and I like do like use, you know, Siri or whatever to type out like a message, I look at it after and like 50% of the words are wrong and I have to go back and correct them. And it drives me insane. Google did not do that, doesn't do that. Anyways, so that's literally the thing that I hate the most. They definitely voice to text figured out.
This isn't even like a Siri complaint, just iPhone in general. adding contacts on iPhone is such a pain. You paste the number into the text thing. You text the person. Then you have to go through like 5 clicks to add them as a contact. You click like the top thing, then info, and then create new contact. It's like the clicking on their name or on the number, then info, and then create new contact. Dude, I'm pretty sure in Android, there's like 1 click to like go.
You hold down on their phone number and it like pops up a field to type their name in and they're in.
Yeah, it's like... Like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that's, like, a way more intuitive UI, but whatever. Anyways, the reason we're talking about Siri is because Apple is making some pretty huge investments in AI, and they're trying to make Siri amazing. So, was it Gemini that they invested in with? I think it was, right? Because I remember another podcast were talking about how, for those who don't know, Google made a big blunder with their AI image generation stuff, making it so that you can't generate pictures of white people, and they kind of woke-ified it. It's just it giving like extremely odd representation examples. And Apple was like, we're going to invest a lot. We're going to give billions of dollars to Google so they can implement their AI into Siri so that Siri might actually become something one day. A lot of people speculate that they're just trying to do this quickly so they can get a product to market with like the new iOS, and that they'll be working on their own large language model for their own AI, which would make sense. But that's what's been
honestly, yeah, I'm really hoping that that's the case. So Apple just announced that their worldwide developer conference, their WWDC, is going to be June 10th. And everyone's expecting them to reveal a ton of different AI, you know, essentially what their AI strategy is and a bunch of, you know, in their keynotes and how they're going to integrate this. If they don't, honestly, I think it will be a bigger shock. People are shocked they didn't do this last year. People, I think, will be extremely shocked if they don't do it this year. Tim Cook at the beginning of this whole like AI wave when, you know, ChatGPT came out was like kind of being coy and was like, we're taking a very thoughtful approach to AI. And really, I think what that means is we're behind and we're going to like virtue signal that we're being thoughtful when in reality we don't have the technology. And a lot of people, when I said that, like back in the day, because that was my original take when he said it, were like, no, just wait. Apple's going to blow your mind. You're just, you know, you're a hater or whatever, you know, and then we now have what you mentioned, which is that Apple's like, hey, Google, you have that AI technology, right? Can we use it? It's super good. Everyone hates it, right? Anyways, so I think that's the case. It's just like, I think they're behind. My hot take is Apple's super behind on the AI thing. And so in order to jumpstart it and not look really bad at this big developer conference, they're just going to bake Gemini into it. And maybe they'll come up with their own stuff, which like think about this, Matt. I'd be curious your opinion, but like Elon and his XAI, they created Grok, which is like a ChatGPT competitor, in 3 months. Like, that's how long it took them to train it and build it. He got a bunch of researchers and they did it. Apple is a $1 trillion company. Like, how has it been over a year and now they're asking Google to borrow their Gemini tech?
Yeah, they talked about this on the All-In podcast too. It's like they could just take some base source models and just create their own AI like super easily. Like, yeah. It's like a rounding error in how much they've been spending on other like weird stuff, like their car project that cost like $10 billion. Like, it would have been like, you know, $50 million could have given you like a great AI system. I just found this post on Reddit that's been kind of popping off. Apple researchers explore dropping Siri phrase and listening with AI instead. So instead of having to say, I don't know, my phone's going to start chirping off at me, but when you talk to Siri, you have to say her name and then she'll start listening. And so Apple researchers are investigating the use of AI to identify when a user is speaking to a device without requiring a trigger like Siri. A study is long. That's funny.
Here's an idea. How about, I don't care when you trigger it, just give me like an AI and a good response.
Right. Yeah. Because, well, yeah, it's already always listening. So I guess they're just not caring about like the whole like having to say its name thing is like gives you, I mean, it doesn't really make sense because it has to always be listening for for you to be able to say its name. But there's a
matter that like it's only recording you if you say its name, but in reality, it's just always listening.
It's always listening, though. Yeah, there's a funny comment. It's like, because now it'll always be listening. It's like some people are like giving it funny responses, like Siri might just chirp up in the middle of the night and be like, sounds like you're having trouble pleasuring your partner. Here's some tips that might help.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not asking for it, it's like, sounds like you're having a bit of a rough day. Like, you're having a little bit of rogue rage. Choose like 5 breathing exercises you could try. It's like, yeah. Sonny, Siri.
It's like, that was a pretty brutal sales call. Like,
you could use a pick-me-up. Here's a happy song from...
Yeah, here's a happy song about Woody. You can change Alexa to respond to computer. So, I used to wake... these comments anyways. So yeah, that's good, cool. AI is going to get better, more conversational. I mean, at the end of the day, where everything's going is you're just going to be talking, you're going to have some device on you somewhere, whether it's your phone or something clipped to your shirt, and you're going to be able to just talk to it and it'll understand, it'll document everything, it'll record everything, it'll have context for your life, so you'll, when you tell it things, it'll actually understand the context. So if you're like, hey, tell Steve that I'll be late for dinner or something, it'll understand all the context behind it, which Steve it is, where you're planning on going for dinner.
And honestly, that's... you're dating 2 Steves at once and don't want them to know, then it could be a problem because it could accidentally text the wrong one.
You're right, but I think it would know that because it would record your call talking to your buddy explaining that, like, I don't know what to do. This is... there's 2 Steves in my life.
Yeah, that could be an issue. Okay, so there's a bunch of rumors about this, and I hate to speculate on rumors, especially around Apple, because they're a super secretive company, and I feel like half the time the rumors are just people trying to hype themselves up. There's like so many AI rumors last time they had this conference, and then none of them happened, and usually the rumors are like 2 years late because like Tim Cook at the last minute's like, push those down the road. They're not ready yet. Anyways, that's my personal gripe. But the rumors right now is that iOS 18, which is the next version that's going to come out, is going to be, you know, people are saying it's a quote, most ambitious overhaul of the iPhone software yet. Okay, well, whatever. I hate it when people make like big claims like that because like, yeah, according to you. But the things that they're specifically saying are going to be in there, new version of Siri, right? AI integrated into iMessage. So I'm assuming that means like it's going to write a message for you. Now, I know a lot of people are like kind of hate this and they're like, oh, like I just want to write a message, how I write a message. The one thing that I'll say is useful is like when I'm talking to ChatGPT, I get ChatGPT to write emails and things for me all the time. And so something like that was built in, it's useful because I don't want to sit there and think of how I'm formatting my message to sound nice. I'm just like, hey, ChatGPT, like take this email they sent me, just respond to them and say like, I'm interested, but I need like a discount. And then like, you know, make me seem happy and cheerful about it or whatever. And like that takes 2 seconds for me to get the idea across. But then if I actually wanted to format that and like have good grammar and punctuation and like make it, you know, seem good, it's just so much more work. So I can like come up with a general idea, and then if it formats it. So I think that's what they might do with iMessage. They said they're going to do auto-generated playlists. Okay. And then an AI health coach for watches, which is interesting from my perspective, considering I have the number one AI life coach, which is called Self Pause, that we have like, I think, over 140,000 users on right now. So if they're doing an AI health coach, to me, that's also very interesting. I'll be curious to see what they actually roll out there. But I've heard that one rumored since like last year that they were working on it.
Yeah, AI doesn't mean a lot to me in the context of algorithms, playlists. It already, those things are already it's already AI as far as I'm concerned. So, will that be cool? You know, I don't know if you've seen all those ads in the fitness space where it's like, AI did this to my body. And it's like, shows a fat guy than a ripped guy. It's like, yeah, with this AI app that tells me to eat less and like work out more, like the power is
reality. But in reality, he just means Midjourney did it because he uploaded his like before photo and it gave him his after photo before he actually worked out.
I've 100% seen like before and after Facebook picture, Facebook ads of them literally using AI because like the background, like there'll be like a tree missing in the second one and stuff, which is pretty insane. But like, yeah, we actually had real intelligence, not artificial intelligence, understanding weight loss before AI came along. But I guess, if tech can help you advertise, you know, a real solution, then so be it.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, if you got anything out of this episode, if this was interesting, we'd really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review. We read all the reviews. And yeah, as we're getting this podcast ramped up, finding new guests to come on the podcast, they all check out the reviews. So they're going to want to see what you have to say as well. So if you enjoyed this, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review wherever you get your podcasts. If it's on Apple, you got to scroll down, hit some stars, and drop a review. If it's on Spotify, you got to hit the About tab and scroll down and leave us a review. Really appreciate it, but we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.